So what do you think?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, if it's a dream then, it's kind of a naive dream, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I guess it's kind of childish. I mean, childlike.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. Long ago, I tasted something sweet. It's an echo, it's a memory in retreat. Like a feeling of fullness, like the knowing of quiet fortitude of ancient heroes. It was something I trusted somehow, but now it's gone, and I am incomplete. In the darkness and the hollow, in the heat. If I flash on the future, there is only the empty future shock. An after image, there is only I want, I want, I want. Get me out and let me never return to the darkness and the hollow and to the burn. I want out of this hunger. Take me up to a higher altitude. Take me all the way. I'm out of here. I am gone. What his father could do. Was sick and tired of the hullabaloo. When would he ever make his mark? Icarus was not a believer. His father trusted him and took it for granted that he would turn out to be just as enchanted. That all he needed was some help getting off the ground.
Put these on and learn to fly, of course, above the ocean. Test your strength and learn to change the angle of your wing. But Icarus, fly beneath me, shaded from the sun. Unlimited have to try to stay in my shadow.
Icarus could see the potential. Aerodynamic, mythological boom. Of being the only flying demigod who dared to land on the sun. Icarus could see the credential and face the glory of the journey ahead. The light reflected off his wings when they spread. He started singing when his feet only found air.
Look at me, I'm going to be the stuff that myths are made of. Divine event, the kind of myth that makes a masquerade of the father. Over him, I'll cast a shadow. I'll let him fly in my shadow.
He's trying to get his ears to pop. In the atmosphere, pressure drop. The sky around him and the earth below.
Matthew, are you okay?
I'm fine.